Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in theaters or streaming.
The Killer is a Netflix drama focused on the self-talk of an accomplished assassin. Michael Fassbender plays the killer. Tilda Swinton plays a smaller role as an expert killer. The plot shows what can happen to the assassin if he botches a job.
The Killer is a violent and stylish story about this methodical and philosophical hitman whose world is upended when a hit goes wrong. Director David Fincher is one of the very best in the business, known for movies like The Social Network and Fight Club. Here, he employs a studious approach with dashes of tongue-in-cheek humor.
The primary focus of this film is how this killer does his jobs and how his mind works. The monologues is a gem of detailed wisdom, such as, "The idle hours are the ones that lead a man to ruin," or, "Fight only the battle you're paid to fight."
One of the interesting aspects of this movie is how it upends the killer's self-assured but dubious principles when he's confronted with a series of challenges that force him to reconnect with the humanity that he's rejected for his profession. But frankly, Susan, the killer isn't to be taken too seriously. Some of Fincher's other movies about killers, like Seven, Zodiac, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and Gone Girl, they lack this movie's tongue-in-cheek approach.
The Killer is a stylish film as well as fascinating. Those who enjoy true crime fiction will enjoy this film, but it's not grisly.
The Killer is a slick and amoral thriller that's as stone cold as its protagonist. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.